OTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping life for a better tomorrow.
Fisher Boys, welcome to the Kicker Spot. Fisher Boys, Fisher Boys, I'm your host, D'Angelo. D'Angelo.
Why did I have visual?
I was partying to the break of dawn.
How about the who recorded the video?
D'Angelo.
OMG.
It's kind of sporadic.
So, no.
Okay, for better word.
Apparently, I'm egotistical when I talk about myself all the time.
Go.
What's up, everybody?
Welcome to the Kicker Spot. I'm your host, T'Angelo.
And what's going on, everybody? That's right. You are here with your boy, T'Angelo, chilling at the Kicker Spot on another wonderful, beautiful Thursday evening. If you guys happen to be on the West Coast here in beautiful, sunny California, I know you have to enjoy the day. Was it not just all you wanted to be? Sunshine, warm weather, beautiful people. Oh, how I love California. Okay, well, and then to those who are on the Midwest who are actually dealing with tornadoes and things of whatnot, my heart goes out to you. I know some people aren't doing as well on that side of town, that side of the country. So our heart and prayers do go out to you. I know it's really crazy over there, actually. But anywho, all right, moving right along here. Where we got to go? What are we going to do today? Well, today is going to be a fun day. We're actually going to do an extension. We're going to talk, we're going to do like a spin-off show of the topic Ms. Carla B. has been discussing regarding online dating. I mean, after hearing her and seeing her have all the fun in the world with online dating, I said, well, I'm going to go ahead and jog her style and do my, you know, find out what I can find out. So we're definitely going to have fun with that. Okay, you guys, real quick. To all of my EOT, all the Kicker Spot followers, and to all my fans and supporters, definitely you get a chance. Go over to tangelo.com and check out the website and see some of the new pictures, some of the new videos we have going on. And then also there is a link there for the Dot Magazine, which is a magazine I have recently been featured in, and I would really appreciate it if you guys would support me and go ahead and order your copy. On the front page of tangelo.com, you'll see a little icon that says moguling is hard to do, and that there is the link to send you over to .magazine.com where you can order the magazine from the Kicker Spot. Now, when you do go there, be sure to click the link that says the Kicker Spot special request, because we're getting a special deal. Yes, if you are ordering the magazine under the tab, the Kicker Spot special request, you will be getting a special discounted rate on the magazine. And it's a really great magazine, a lot of great articles, a lot of good fun, a lot of good fashion. And moreover, I'm inside the magazine with the headline, Moguling is Hard to Do. So I really appreciate it. You guys check it out and, order yours today. Again, that's at tangelo.com. And click the banner on the Dot Magazine website that reads the Kicker Spot special request. All right, you guys. So with that being said, we'll just continue to push it along. By the way, I don't know if I told you guys, on the website, tangelo.com, I have also ordered some, I have also posted up some new pictures and videos and things. So, you know, do enjoy that. And I mentioned our girl Carla B doing her series of online dating. And for those of you who haven't necessarily been following, Carla B, one of the other hosts on the EOTM network, actually decided to go on 51 dates with 51 different men that she met from online dating. And she went ahead and blogged about the entire experience, and it's been a lot of fun listening and hearing about it. And so actually the cool part about this whole thing is if you guys get an opportunity – tomorrow, Carla B's show will actually have some of the guys that she went on dates with on the show. She'll have, out of the ones she dated, I mean, you know, she went on, out of all the many dates she went on, she did manage to find one particular beau who, you know, has captured her eye and perhaps her heart, and they have been having a fun, exciting time. And then also, we're going to, tomorrow she's going to do the online dating experience from the men's perspective. So it's not necessarily just the guys that she went on dates with, my apologies, let me correct that, not guys that she necessarily went on dates with, but just online dating from the men's perspective, which is kind of perfect because a little later in my show, I'm going to go ahead and give some tips to the guys regarding online dating, but you'll hear me mention that a little bit later. All right, you guys, so definitely check out Carla B's show tomorrow. I think it comes on at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time here on the EOTMradio.com. Okay, let's see here. So, matter of fact, let's just go ahead and get into the. Oh, no. Okay, so, like I said, so we're doing all this online dating stuff. So here's a little quick something I found. This is what I have to call, I'm not going to call anything. This little article was kind of interesting. So as I'm doing all the research and whatnot for online dating, you start finding all these little weird and quirky things. And there is a gentleman who did what's called a man's survey. He does surveys, bad dates, to ask what went wrong. Yes, there is a man who does surveys to send to the ladies and ask them what went wrong after the date. So let's see. A lot of people have had bad first dates, right? You know, the first date can always be really weird. And I'm trying to get stuck, you guys. I'm just trying to pull it all together here. Okay, so there's nothing new about a first date. You know that for some people, going on first dates is always weird and uncomfortable, whether it's a blind date or just the first time you're meeting this person, because you're always feeling like, ooh, what should I do? What should I say? How are they looking at me? All that good stuff, right? Well, understandable. But not everyone sends an email survey afterwards to find out why it went so wrong. But that is exactly what a 24-year-old Michael Stoller does. The Philadelphia finance worker, he sends a dating response form to the women after going out on dates with them. Now, Stoller has so far sent about six of his surveys to six different women, and the ladies have received them. He's only received two responses back, though. The title on one of the emails quotes from Shakespeare, Romeo and Juliet, and the quote reads, good night, parting is such sweet sorrow that I shall say good night till it be morrow. Now, the survey does contain several humorous multiple choice and essay questions, such as, please rate Mike's outfit. Another question refers to the physical appearance. It states, Mike is very self-conscious about his hair. Does he have any reason to be? Now, reactions to Stoller's unorthodox romantic data collection has been mostly negative, of course. You know how people are. You don't want to be just, you know, it kind of like, seems weird or whatever, you know. And with one woman even responding, Mike dresses like an old man and wears suspenders more than he should. And another woman, she, one of her things stated that Stoller has the manners of a five-year-old. So, while he's sending out his questionnaire, while sending out the questionnaire might border on being bizarre, he thinks the survey response provides invaluable information. And I say, hey, FYI, guys, this guy has taken this to a whole other approach. You know, he's definitely trying to figure out how to get all the great information that's necessary to make his dating process better. The funny thing is, after a first date that Carla B had, she too received an after-the-date email. Yes, but the email that she got, she spoke very highly of, and she actually has now put it to her normal repertoire and enjoys it and utilizes it herself. And as a matter of fact, it's kind of an email that puts the person down kind of easily. And I must say, I love it. I love it, I love it, I love it. She's in it. She's in love with it, and she has now got me into it. So this whole after-the-date email, I think it's going to be the new trend. I really think it's going to be the new trend because, like I said, it's the easy way to let somebody down and keep, you know, keep away the awkward moments and the drama really low. And So I'm going to share with you really quickly, loosely, I'm going to share with you what Carla B's new after the first date email kind of read. And it says something along the lines of, "You, I'm loosely translating, very loosely, okay. You are great, blah, 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 blah. It was nice to blah, 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 blah. But I did not experience that, hold on. I did not experience that. I just forgot you guys, hold on, sorry. Was it magical? Oh, shoot. I did not experience that. Oh, dang, you guys, I probably have to hold this until a little bit later because I forgot the quote right now. It was good meeting you, but I just did not experience that. Kind of like that magical moment between the two of us that lets me know that we're going to last forever. And so I'm going to say thank you for your time, but, you know, pretty much let you down. Oh, my goodness. I have it, you guys. I'm just really excited because it's going to be a lot of fun tonight. So, but it pretty much just goes down to him saying that we met, it was wonderful, but I just didn't experience that it factor, you know. It just wasn't quite there. But thank you for a lovely evening, and, you know, good luck with your search. You put in the email, y'all can both move on. Ain't no more awkwardness, no more wasting of money, all that jazz. So I thought that was pretty funny. And here, this gentleman, he's going ahead to a whole different direction, stole her, and sending the after email, after the first date email, questioning where he went wrong. Poor thing. Poor thing. So, all right, you guys, as you see, tonight's going to be a lot of fun with the online dating thing. It's been a lot of fun. And who knows, I might share one of my online dating experiences because I've been doing the online dating for quite some time. With being an entrepreneur, you don't always have the time to, you know, go out and meet people. So you're just going to chat up online and then say, let's go for drinks, you know. And it's really a more it's more time efficient, you know. And then also being on the move so much, you can have a digital relationship for a while until, you know, until your schedule allows, until the two people's schedules permit them to actually bump heads. So we'll get into that a bit later, all right, you guys. But for now, discussing online dating with you guys is what I want to talk about. I want you all to call in and share some of the interesting stories, some of your interesting findings, okay? I mean, we want to answer the question, can you find love with online dating? Some believe yes, some believe no. But I want to hear what you have to say about your online dating experience. So definitely give me a call at 718-664-6543. Again, that's 718-664-6543. And tell me, and please share with all of us what your online dating experience has been, positive, negative, or indifferent, married for a lifetime, tried it once, had a weirdo, and won't do it again. Come on, let me know. Now, we would love to hear, so we do have a couple people going to hear from, and we'll definitely check it out and see what it's going to be. I have one young lady who's going to call in this evening, and she's going to talk to us from a little different standpoint, not so much about online dating, but how was it for her getting back into the dating game after being out of it for over 10 years? So being out of the dating game for a decade, and then jumps back into the swing of things, into a whole new world of dating, you know? So how is that going to be for her? That's going to be very interesting, all right, you guys? So, and then lastly tonight, we will also be going through, of course, the Celebrity Hub. And inside the Celebrity Hub, it's kind of interesting. We have Will Smith slapping reporters on the red carpet. And what did the reporter have to say about it? And if the smacking didn't even stop there, Terrence Howard found himself getting smacked in the face. And, of course, we'll talk about the unfortunate demise of Donna Summers, Ray J hospitalized. And lastly, Hannah Montana star Miley Cyrus is speaking about life and sex. Ooh, is she all grown up now? All right then, I can get into it. If you guys are listening online, let me just make you aware that you are more than welcome to join the chat rooms and chat it up there and express your thoughts and your insight on the show. We're always glad and happy to have you there. And then also for those listening online, if you want to call in to express your thoughts and share some of your online dating experiences, definitely hit us up at 718-664-6543. And lastly, just an FYI, if you could not get to your internet sometimes and you happen to be in your vehicle and want to listen to the song, to the show, or just perusing around and just don't have your internet available, you can also listen via the telephone, okay? You guys can call in to the same number, and just when you come in, it'll ask you, do you want to talk to the host? Just chillax, and you'll chillax. And again, that was 714-66. Oh, my gosh, you got me messing this up. It's 718-718-77718. There we go. 718-664-6543. All right, you guys, we are going to take a quick musical break, and when we get back, we're going to talk to the people about online dating and give the men some tips regarding online dating.
What you came for? Don't you wish you came more? Girl, what you playing for? Come on, come on, let me kiss that. Ooh, I know you miss that. What's wrong? Let me fix that.
Everybody, this is your boy T. Angelo, and you are tuned in to the Kickin' Spot. All right, so we are definitely having fun and having a blast. Here we go. I just want breathing. Is that just me? Do I have asthma? That's funny. Okay. Okay. So I'm looking at the website here to see.
Okay. So you guys, don't forget, I was just here visiting the Dot Magazine website, and you can definitely go to tangelo.com or go to dotmagazineonline.com, and you can check out, you can go ahead and order your copy of the magazine where you can find your host, T'Angelo, featured, and the article is called Moguling is Hard to Do. This is my first time being in a magazine, so of course I'm super geeked up, and I want you guys to enjoy the process with me. So definitely go ahead and order your copy today by going to tiangelo.com and clicking the icon that says Modeling is Hard to Do. Okay, you guys. And then from there, you go to their site and just click the one that says the Kick Spot special request, because we are getting a special discount, okay? That's what I love about it, is because you are a Kick Spot listener, you get a discount on the magazine. So, yeah, hit it up and do what you do. Okay, so now we are going to discuss some tips for gentlemen regarding online dating. Okay, what things we need to know, what things we need to look out for, what is trending, and all that jazz, okay? Let me see here. Oh, you know what? Yeah, that's okay. I just noticed that, too. It's not even there. Don't worry about it. Okay, so let's discuss these tips for gentlemen. Oh, I got to tweet something. Huh? How do I tweet? Can I tweet and talk to y'all at the same time? You think I can multitask like that? I lost the screen. Uh-oh. Okay, let me let you know that this is a lot going on at the same time. I just want you to know that. But anyhow, let's move forward. Okay, so things that we need the gentlemen to know regarding online dating, okay? Because we go out there, and sometimes gentlemen, you know, we be kind of nervous, we be kind of scared, we be apprehensive, because girls come in with a lot of, you know, their own thoughts. I mean, guys do too, but girls just seem really critical. Then you always got your female friends. Voices all in your head and stuff. So even a good dude can get a bad rap just because, I don't know, he sent you a picture that had, like, action figures in the background, you know? You didn't know he wasn't at his house. It was just a picture he posted because he thought he looked good in it, but you all in the background. That's how chicks be doing us, but that's all right. Okay, so let's go ahead and get into this. So online dating tips for the men. I'm going to go with one of my favorite tips that you guys need to know about is – don't trust their best photos. Yeah, this goes all around. Dudes, listen up. So when you see the picture of the home chick, she looking all fine and ripped and right and, you know, all tight and fit, stuff sitting up nicely, yeah, that might get your eye, but you need to keep moving and move a little bit further down through her pictures and find the one that's most unattractive, okay? So some of the friends of mine, they call this something like the law of smoke and mirrors. Okay? And this is the rule. You should, you know, apply at all times. I mean, the fact of the matter is, of course, you can put your best foot forward, even inside of Carla B's studies. She said, when you are going on an interview, put your best foot forward. Cute. I get it. But actually, if you look a little bit further and you see the worst picture, that's the one you should be comparing, thinking about. And if you say to yourself, I could deal with that. Yeah, I could make that work. Then, hey, go forward and move on with the situation. But then you have to ask yourself, if you're referring to the person in the picture as a that, is that something you really want to get yourself into? Think about it. Don't trust the first picture. All righty, move right along. Okay, another tip you guys want to look at is pay attention to the trends. Yes, you want to know what the trends are that are going on. So if you happen to listen or you hear this new approach that people are taking, this new book that's out that women are listening to or reading and finding out things, you want to know that because it could help. It can make or break you if you know what's going on, or then if you don't, okay? So if you see the methods that are new and are out are working, then don't try to reinvent the wheel. Go ahead and jump into it. And then if you know, think about your strategy and adjust your strategy according to what's going on. An example, women that already have looked at your profile and haven't messaged you or aren't – oh, my goodness. So I wrote this down. Let me get this together. Women have already looked at your profile and haven't messaged you aren't necessarily uninterested. These same women are far more likely to message you back as compared to the women you message out of the blue. So if there's one thing you got to realize is if she's looked at your picture at least, you should probably go ahead and say hi. Because in most cases, they can see the small version of you. When they click your actual profile to go in and get a little bit deeper, they're just trying to figure out a little bit more about you. So if you say hi from there, you might get a conversation started. And that's a trend, and you want to know about these things. Okay, dudes? Yeah. Next one, cast a wide net. Okay, so inside of this one is about the key of introductory, okay? It's an introductory phrase inside of your it's an introductory paragraph on your profile. And it's funny, I was just talking to a young lady today who was telling me that some of these dudes get carried away
She was like, T'Angelo, why do they feel the need to put 3 and 4 paragraphs worth of information? I'm not that interested in you. Like, matter of fact, if I see that, I'm just turning the profile altogether. And that's true. You want this period to just be light. I mean, if you can't get, you can't express a little bit about yourself in 4 sentences or so, you need to just go ahead and meet people in person, okay? Online, you do not want to do that because it's just way too much. And by doing that, you limit the people. So you're going to cast a wide net. Kind of be a little bit more, don't be vague, but a little bit more generic, okay? So don't say, I don't like this, I don't want this, I don't like this, unless those are hardcore things. Like if you know you have a bad case of asthma and you can't deal with dogs, then you have to say no pets. But if you happen to be a morning person, don't say, I can't stand people who like to go out at nighttime. Because you cut your, you know, you cut down the number of people you can actually get to, okay? So, again, just cast a wide net and see what you can catch, you know? Don't make your search terms so narrow that you potentially miss out on a good woman who could be great, a great partner for you, okay? Oh, my goodness. Here's a good one. Spelling, you guys. Spelling. Now, I know we are all adults, and although some grammatical errors may slip by us, okay, some spelling errors should not, because they can make any intelligent person look stupid. So if you're deciding whether to use their, T-H-E-R-E, or their, T-H-E-Y apostrophe R-E, or their, T-H-E-I-R, just remember, we already learned that in the 4th grade. Okay, you guys, I know I personally can't stand when you, okay, like again, a typo you can get with, but something is like really elementary as that, you got to pull it together because it does make you look bad. I don't even particularly care for someone to test me, you know, with all these grammatical errors and stuff. Don't spell the word great, G-R, the number 8 and a T or something. Like, that's dumb. We're adults. No. Give me letters. Use your words, okay? I don't want all these hieroglyphics. Also, you guys, gentlemen, use photos that say something positive, okay? Action photos are great. If you are good at something, you should have a photo of yourself doing it. It never hurts to have a photo of yourself out and about, you know what I'm saying, in the world doing what you do. Now, an article that mentioned that it wasn't bad to have a photo of yourself with another woman inside, as long as it doesn't look like you guys are dating or something. Yeah, I'm going to vote against that. I know I personally don't want to see another person in the picture. I think for 2 reasons. One, it allows my imagination to have to figure out who the person is. And then, B, why do you find a need to put somebody else in the picture on your profile for a dating site? Yeah, I'm going to vote against that. But all in all, just make sure the pictures, you know, accent you. Make sure you're putting up photos that look good, that look like you, and this means showing confidence, but not necessarily smiling, you know, cheese up on the camera or whatever, but, you know, just a good, you know, good picture that presents who you are. If you're a business dude, a shirt and tie is fine. I say loosen the tie so you don't seem too stuffy, but that's my personal opinion. You just have to, you know, do you. So, guys, use photos that represent you. Do not use photos that say something negative. Don't put up a photo that showcases your goofy smile, beer drinking skills, you know, your Ninja Turtle bedwear and all kind of stuff. Don't do all that. That's we a little old for that kind of stuff. Granted, you might find a girl or two who might think that's funny or quirky, but you're cutting down the number of people you can talk to. Let's cast a wide net. You know, let's stay consistent with that one. Again, it's questionable. It leaves up too much time for imagination. And then if a person is, like, online with their homies or their homegirls, you're laughing at you. They're cracking jokes, okay? And then what you going to say? Expect the unexpected, guys. Definitely expect the unexpected. Just because a person in the picture looks like they're 27, don't always, you know, really allow yourself to have a plan B. Sometimes the pictures are like a C, and when you meet the person, they're an A. Of course, some people don't take good pictures, but not, you know, no reason to get, you know, hasty, but just be aware to expect the unexpected. Sometimes, you know, it's just weird like that. A true story. This one girl went on a date, she told me, and the guy picture was like a C-. She opted to go out on a date with him anyway because he had a great personality. They really vibed very well. Everything was cool. And so after a couple of weeks of, you know, back and forth texting and phone calls, they opted to get together and meet. And she was completely stunned and taken back when she met the dude because he was definitely, like, a B+, B-. He said he was almost an A, but I guess, you know, a few points taken off of here or there, I guess. I don't know. But just the fact that, you know, everyone doesn't take a good picture. Everybody can't be the next top model. You know what I'm saying? And then also, dudes, I don't know, this is kind of, you know, back and forth, but, you know, it was stated that we probably shouldn't take too many pictures of yourself with your shirt off. You know, leave something for the imagination. Some women find it to be a bit crude. If you're in a younger age, of course, they find it to be sexy. And, you know, y'all the six-pack and stuff showing. And if you're just looking to get it in real quick, then, hey, go for it. You know, that picture won't be too bad. But if you're looking for longevity, you might want to pull back on too much sexy. You in the gym with a bicep curl or something? Yeah, I dig it. But just a shirt off, it could be, you know, it could send the wrong sign. And then all in all, I would say, guys, don't get discouraged. That's, I think, one of the best tips right there is don't get discouraged because there's like 50 billion people on Earth. Probably not that many, but go with it. About 50 billion people on Earth, and just because you didn't find the right one that day doesn't mean the right one isn't there tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? You got to just keep on going. But as I mentioned before, it's like, you know, online dating, it's a fast-forward approach to it, you know, where snap decisions are made all the time. You move on, you click here, you click there, and you're going to get passed up over a million times and ignored 100 times and forgotten about 12 times. And you know what? That's okay, because here and there you meet someone and have a connection, and that's all it's about. If you get discouraged, take that negative feeling and turn it into a positive, work the thing on out, and get back into it and have fun. So I say, just keep it going. This is fun. That's what it's about. It's about having fun, all right, you guys? So definitely just have fun. Whew. So there are a few tips, you guys, that I think will really help you with online dating.
What's going on? This is your boy, T'Angelo, and you are chilling at the Kickin' Spot. Angelo.
Hey, you guys, what's going on? We are definitely kicking with the Kicker Spot, and we are discussing online dating and giving tips that really will help you out in making this a better experience. Yeah, but while we are discussing that, let me just remind you to go over to go over to tangelo.com and click on the banner that says Moguling is Hard to Do. And you can order your copy of Dot Magazine. Dot Magazine is a magazine I'm currently being featured in, my first time being featured in the magazine, and it's super exciting. And I definitely want you to be there and enjoy the journey with me. So if you get the opportunity, click on the banner and head over to dotmagazineonline.com. And when you get there, you'll see a click that says You'll see a tab that says the Kicker Spot special request,
And go ahead and click that link so you can get your order today. There's free shipping on it. And the best part about it is because you are a Kick and Spot listener, you are getting a discount on the magazine. And not only does it have me involved, it is their business issue. So it deals with talking about moguling is hard to do, and other entrepreneurs who are definitely in the game making it happen for the our generation. So, you know, we're all out there making it work. And this will be a magazine to kind of look forward to and give you, give you insight on different things. So anyhow, while you are visiting tiangelo.com and ordering your magazine, we're going to take a quick musical break, and then we'll be right back after this.
I said be quiet, it's coming on, and get off my foot.
All righty, you guys. So we are here in the Celebrity Hub with quite a few interesting stories going on, starting off with the slap heard around the red carpet. Yes, Will Smith recently actually had a little bumping into one of the red carpet correspondents as he found himself having to backhand slap one of the red carpet reporters. So the Ukrainian reporter who tried to kiss Will Smith while at the Moscow premiere of Men in Black 3 last week just recently apologized for the red carpet stunt, saying, "I'm sorry, Will, it was a splash of emotion." So what happened exactly? Well, while walking on the red carpet, the dude went in to give Will the double-sided, you know, mwah, mwah, on each side. And in other countries, that's just a respected, normal gesture. Well, in the process of that, it seems like the young man went to go in for a third kiss, and the mouth got a little too close, like Zip the Boy should have kissed him on the mouth or on the ear or something, and Will was kind of like, whoa, he was kind of freaked out, kind of reached out like, pat, and slapped him on the face a little bit. And Walt's out was like, he lucky I just sucker punched his ass. Woo, all right. And he kept it pushing. Well, that was last week or so. So now the young reporter has gone on to apologize for the gesture, just stating that it all happened so fast that it wasn't that he was actually trying to kiss him on the mouth or anything. It was just he got caught up in the moment. He enjoys his work, and it just kind of happened. But he did apologize in hopes that they could, you know, squash that and be all better. And it was kind of funny. If you get a chance, you can definitely find the video online. I thought it was kind of humorous. So, yeah, I guess it'll be all right. Oh, goodness. What you call it? Okay, now, an unfortunate situation. As we know, Donna Summers passed away last week, and they had her funeral. And Donna Summer had a private funeral ceremony in Nashville. And it's officially over. Unfortunately, the singer was laid to rest in her final resting place, wherever that may be, because we don't quite know. But they did report that approximately 1,000 of the Queen of Disco's friends and family did attend the services, including some famed musical people, producer David Foster, and I can't pronounce this other gentleman, Gio, another great producer, you guys. And I just know I murdered this name. I tried to do it earlier, and it wasn't working for me. But, you know, great names did go out to show their respects and attend the invitation-only service to pay their last respects to the legendary 5-time Grammy winner who passed away last week while in Florida after her battle with lung cancer, and she was merely 63 years old. So, Donna Summer, I just had to go ahead and pay respects to her. We did play her music last week. Let's dance the last dance tonight. Y'all know Carter tried to say I couldn't sing that song last week? I remember that, but I thought I was doing a pretty good job. I'm going to have to record that again, you know, do like a cover. And then y'all all didn't know me, but now I'm famous, y'all all want me. I'm like, how'd it go? Back then you didn't know me, now I'm famous, you all own me. Something like that. Mike Jones. Okay, y'all remember that one? Oh, okay. Okay, so anyhow. And another little story here. Our boy Ray J was actually hospitalized recently. Yeah, he doesn't do major news, but he kind of stayed in there a little bit. I mean, they did have him in there during that whole Whitney Houston thing. They're trying to say he was dating Whitney. Ray J dating Whitney. Hey, moving right along, right? Anyhow, a rep for the singer Ray J went on record to say that the singer was taken to a Las Vegas area hospital on Monday and will remain there for treatment and exhaustion and jet lag. Is it not just me, or isn't it funny how celebrities always have to be treated for exhaustion and jet lag? I mean, us as regular people, I don't know. I've had a couple of jobs where, you know, I work with common folk, and we have never been hospitalized for exhaustion. I mean, does that just mean we're not working hard enough? I mean, what is Ray J really doing that he was that exhausted to have to go to the hospital? And jet lag? I just don't get it. I mean, some of these athletes, they go hard. They go hard. And how often are they going to the hospital for exhaustion? I'm sorry, I just had to say that. It just gets to me sometimes. Cause, I mean, how many celebrities a week do we hear about that? Okay, so anyhow, moving right along. The singer was rushed to the hospital the day after the Billboard Awards, and after a friend went to his room and noticed that he was out of it, he was so out of it he could not get himself out of the bed. I'm sorry to hear that. I don't want him to, you know, have issues like that. But Ray J attended the Billboard Music Awards in Sin City, and later that evening he hosted a launch party at the Rio Hotel and Casino for Prince Reigns, a hair product that he is endorsing. So, yeah. Now, I know there was, what you call it? Let me see here. Let's see what happened. Hold on. Just in, you guys. Just in. Apparently, there was no dispute with the family. The dispute was, oh, what's this about? Oh, okay. They're discussing exactly what happened at the hospital. Apparently, there was no dispute with the family. The dispute that he had was with the show producers. Kevin Frazier, the industry reporter, he spoke directly with Pat Wilson, and she says that she asked security to stand down, and Ray J did not have to move. Kevin reported this to the Tom Joyner Morning Show. So if he's lying, then millions heard him lie on Tuesday morning. I suggest getting him to say it again and see if the reports change, because he says a few peeps can get a direct quote from Pat Wilson, and he is just one of the few. Uh-oh, let's see what we're going on. I'm sorry, guys. I'm just reading the Just In, and it easily is. Okay. So what I'm reading you guys is the dispute apparently that happened right after this young man was hospitalized. The fact that Ray J was settled to a little too close to Houston's family and demanded blah, 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 blah. No. Okay. So I guess we're just looking at the fact that Ray J was hospitalized, you know, near an altercation that he had, and they're just getting the reports are just kind of coming into me now. But all that being said, I guess this dispute may have something to do with why he was so exhausted, but I just think it's funny still, this whole exhaustion thing. Hilarious. I didn't see the Billboard Awards. How were the performances? Anybody? Okay, we'll digress. Lastly, I wanted to mention you guys. Let me finish one thing at a time. Okay. Lastly, guys, I want to just mention our girl, Miley Cyrus. As I mentioned, she is Miley Cyrus. Yeah. You know, the Hannah Montana girl? Well, you know, she's all grown up now. And it's interesting once, you know, our childhood celebrities grow up and they start doing, like, adult-like things. And America doesn't always take to that so well. Well, let's see what she's up to now. Well, apparently Miley Cyrus did an interview recently. The Hannah Montana star, Miley Cyrus, recently did an interview where she discusses life and sex. And it's kind of like, oh. Now, of course, these celebrities do grow up, and again, America just sometimes forget that they actually do that. But then they start talking about things that just aren't quite conducive to the character they played on TV. Now, why should they be held to that? I don't know. It's just the American way, I guess. But anyhow, what did Miss Cyrus have to I'm trying to get it. I think I lost it. This didn't happen to me last week. It did. Okay, here we go. So let's see here. In a recent appearance on a conversation with Amanda, the former Disney star Miley Cyrus opens up on her peer pressures, sex, and music, and more. It was kind of interesting reading this, you guys, because it was cool. She talks a lot about how sexism is major and how it's kind of calmed down with women and how they're supposed to talk and conduct themselves. She says, it used to be if you're a woman, you do not think about sex. And now, if that's not what you're singing about, if that's not what your entire image is about, you won't get played. She went on to say, adding that she's seen the industry's judgmental stance on women and sexuality firsthand. Last season of Hannah Montana, she said, I Can't Be Tamed, which even just the title of that, for a woman to say that can't be tamed, and all the people in the world, my face saying I can't be tamed. That's all people really wanted to do was, you know, look at her in a negative way. She said, I think how sexist people still really are judgmental, she said, and it's the whole thing of saying be sexy, but our way. Okay, so they really, you know, get these girls out there and want to promote them as sexy this, sexy that, sexy this, but then they turn around and condemn them for promoting sex. And I guess with her, you know, she did come up in the whole Disney era where she was a kid, you know, you didn't really do that. But then when you do get of age, you start moving to the tween era, like the Justin Bieber's, of course they start trying to sell your sexiness and your swag and all that stuff. But again, you have to do it a particular way. So she goes on to say more and more about this. But you can definitely just go over to EOTMBlogs.com to, you know, get more of the details. We're going to move on for now. But, for more of these stories and more, just be sure you guys to go ahead and visit EOTMBlog. Yes, you heard it right, EOTMBlog.com.
Jay, you're losing the game for us.
You're not even using the pitch.
You shot 1 for 27.
I'm not the one that's not coming off the pitch.
Y'all done here, we want to play some full court.
Oh, yeah, we're good.
No, we're not. Y'all want the court, you play for the court. That's what real men do.
So y'all
want
to play for it?
Am I stuttering? You're not going to punk us.
I'm not serious.
I am serious. People come in here and they think they got us. Y'all don't have nothing.
Oh. This spring.
Babe, I got a slot tape. I'll be right back.
I'll be right here.
Ah, oh, you were an animal last night. So, babe, I was thinking we could go on our first real date.
Yeah, babe, we should do that.
Hi. No, he didn't. He took my coffee.
Guys, happy Valentine's Day, sweetie.
And you too, Mom.
I'm just going to leave you two alone.
I'll call you.
Or not.
We'll be guys.
Sally, slam.
Go park some cars.
Whoa, she's so sweet to the eye. She walked right by with a nose in the sky.
That's my car.
She don't even know who I am.
Okay, where's the window?
The Dark Knight strikes again.
But women have had enough.
What is the problem with men of this generation?
Ladies, do you understand the mindset of a man? You are never going to win in a game of love.
Act like a lady, but think like a man.
Now one book is changing the game.
What are your short-term goals?
What are your long-term goals?
What are your views on relationships?
Who are you, Oprah?
I could use a nightcap.
She has this 5-date rule before I get invited up.
We like friends without benefits.
She thinks I'm a chef on the rise. She's going to run when I tell her the truth. I'm totally screwed.
Mom, what is this?
It's a new read for my book club.
Family feud, Steve Harvey? He doing something on the bus like that?
This man is a traitor.
They know all of our maneuvers.
This is war, gentlemen.
We use his words to get what we want.
Hey, Mike, how old is your mom?
What?
I'm not saying it like that. I am. It's like that.
Miss Loretta, I'm ready for the rest of the tour.
Now, when the truth comes out.
She's a part-time waiter.
There's no such thing as a perfect mate.
The game is on.
Only woman I want to talk to tonight are dancing naked down to the butt factory.
I need to be held. I need you to rub my back. Put me in my onesie. Whatever you need to do, baby, I'm yours.
Yes, I can. Now, better leave. I wanna with you.
I have to show I'm a guy with potential.
Where's you? Damn, look how small your skirt is. Woo!
Think like a man.
Funk Master Flex Night.
Funk Master Flex. Funk Master Flex. Funk Master Flex.
Hey.
Was whatever
what the hell.
time I'm telling you lies. I'm all because I hate to see the tears in your eyes. Of course I want my cake and need it too. I'm a guy, and of course you don't understand. But you would if you thought like a man.
Versace linen got these women blowing kisses. Leaning on my auto, she so photogenic. Can I take a picture? She my Mona Lisa. Living like a princess in a fairy tale. You know them people up in Barney show and tell. Bitchy backing out of Neiman, seen a ponytail. Fly carry yellow diamond, you don't know me well. Penthouse at the Trump, sit on Collins Ave. She caught an attitude, I had to call a cab. You don't understand this altitude I'm ballin' at. I'm at the game on the wood, where the owner's at.
So different but the same, boy, you tell me everything. Yeah, you show me how to think. You're the only one to blame. It's such a shame. Yes, you lost the game, you tell me how to play.
What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, T'Angelo, and we are definitely here chilling at the Kick It Spot. What it do, y'all? What's up? Yeah! Okay, so really quickly, guys, something I forgot to mention earlier that I didn't write down, a couple of T projects. Well, as you may or may not have heard me mention, T'Angelo Live is another part of the brand we're working on, and T'Angelo Live will be launching here very soon. So definitely chill out and relax. I know I keep talking about it and not giving you guys too much, but know that it's going to be fun and exciting, and probably next month I'm going to launch the new website, so you guys are going to love that. So I'm excited for you. But in the meantime, while we are here with the Kick It Spot and T'Angelo.com, please make it a point to go over to T'Angelo.com and order your copy of Dot Magazine featuring none other than your host, T'Angelo, in an article entitled Moguling is Hard to Do. And it's a great spread, and I think you guys will definitely love it. So be sure to check it out. So anyhow, we definitely want to hear from you guys tonight.
As far as...
I'm sorry, whoa, where did I go?
Hello?
Okay, we're back. We would love to hear from you guys tonight so we can talk about your online dating experiences, okay? So definitely give us a call here at 718-664-6543. But in the meantime, we're going to go ahead and take this caller. We have Gloria on the line, and we have Gloria on the line, and she is actually just recently jumped back into the dating game after 10 years, and we are going to hear how has the journey been and what's all, you know, what has been the process. So let's go ahead and speak with young lady Gloria. Gloria, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Well, good evening. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking, T, and yourself.
Wonderful. So I went ahead and put on my smooth, chillax kind of attitude right now so we can talk about dating online. You know, I'm trying to be suave and suave right now with my swag on.
I was checking that out. You got it going on, dude. You got it going on.
That's what's up. So, first question, can we tell how old we are? Can we get the age out there so people understand the demographics of what we're looking at?
Sure.
Okay. So, if I'm not mistaken, I think we're at 51?
Correct.
Okay, so 51 is the new 41, if you guys haven't learned yet. And so we have Gloria, who was out of the dating game for over 10 years because she, after doing parenting, decided to go back to school and get her bachelor's and master's degree. Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you so much.
Okay, so now you've upped your property value. So you got your degree. And you upped your property value. So now you got a little bit more on you. Good, good. How did you go back to dating? How was it? I mean, after 10 years, how did you go back to dating after 10 years? Like, what happened?
Oh, wow. I won't say scary, it was challenging, but just there were things going on in my life and in the family and just happened to be in the right place at the right time and decided to be open to the opportunity that had been presented to me. Conversations, you know, struck and continued off and on, and then the exchange of the phone number. And now I have to admit, after I received this gentleman's number, it took me a week to actually get up the nerve to call. Like you said, being out of the dating game for over 10 years, it's not that easy just to jump back in, you know, head first. One tend to, you know, stick their toe in the water.
Right.
But you're, you know, and I actually had a couple of girlfriends that shared, you know, this new adventure for me because I had finished my academic journey, and I kept telling them, oh, I talk to these people, which, you know, and, you know, and the response from my girls, what do you mean these people? Yeah, the male species. What do you say to these people? You know, after academic, you know, after academia, I don't know what I'm supposed to say. I mean, what, latest movie, latest book? Okay, right. Have you read a textbook called, you know?
That's funny.
Yeah.
So how do you, real quick, back up a little bit. So how do you go from 0 to 60? So you decided one day, you know what, I want a date.
I think it was in the recesses of my mind. At some point in time, I would, you know, allow the opportunity not just to present itself, but to act on it. You know, not just to see it walking, knock on the door, and say, hey, and keep going. You know. You know. Like I said, at the time that it happened, it was refreshing. It was a different feel to it, you know. It was new, brand new feeling, like, wow, you got to explore the new stuff. You know, what's really going on out there? And, you know, kind of like going through maybe chapter 4 or 5 of How to Date for Dummies, and you just kind of go with the flow of it, you know. So that's what
I did. Okay, so now. You have the new dude. You haven't dated in, you know, we'll go ahead and make this plain, a decade. And
you're going to go there.
I know.
Your real plain. You know, like
14. Yeah, get right to it.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. It's been 14 years.
Wow, that's even more than I thought. Okay, so now we have you at 14 years. You have this new beau, you know, looking to court you, and you call him back. So how was the first conversation? What did you talk about?
Oh, my gosh, what didn't we talk about? I was actually doing a lot of listening or answering questions. So it was a little bit of Q&A, a little bit of history on his part, what he's been doing and what's been going on in his world and, you know, past, present, and a little bit of what his future goals are. And so after he
did
that.
Did he seem weird?
No, he was very, I mean, his tonality was very inviting. The conversation was very easy. It was laid back. You know, I won't say he had a swagger on, but he was definitely, you know, giving the lane to get his swagger off.
I love that 50 has swag. Okay. I can dig it. And so we're chatting, we're talking. Does he? You say he's not seeming weird. He's seeming, like, interesting and inviting. And one thing, okay, we're talking about online dating a lot right now, and we had a girl called a beat on. She's discussed so many different things about when you get back into this environment, you find that you can't do things that you normally would do. Did you find that to be your case? You're talking to him. He asks you a question. You readily could answer this question all day, but now you find yourself short on words.
Oh, yeah, I was. Sometimes, like, okay, are you supposed to ask me that? Okay, is that what they do now? You know? And I didn't have nobody in my corner, you know, since we're on the phone. I didn't have nobody sitting with me, like, okay, do I answer that? How would I say that, you know? And so.
I love it. It's so high school.
Yes. And so it, was very giggly, that girly thing, you know, all giddish and goofy on the other side of the phone. And I was sitting there, and because of the long, I guess, the what seemed to be extra long pause, he would say, okay, so you're not comfortable with that question. Oh, no, I'm comfortable with the question. It's the answer. You know. So it's
now,
like,
producers are telling me that this was, this gentleman, you guys are still talking, and they're telling me that this was the first character that you even tried to speak to or on this level?
This was the first guy that I even entertained beyond hi. You know the general banter, how you been, what's going on, you know, like in the coffee shop or in the eatery, you know, primarily I would shut it down. I just wasn't ready. I didn't want to, you know, due to history as far as Cain and, you know, things of that nature from my divorce. So I was like, nah, don't be bothered. I'm good, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So he was the first person. It was just that instinctive feeling like, yeah, go with this one. Allow this one a little further. Allow him past the gate. You know.
So, and you guys met originally in person, so the first date, wasn't that awkward?
It was for me. It wasn't for him. Because he's been dating. You know, he hasn't been out of the dating game like I have. He's been a few years. But
okay.
You know, compared to me, like you said, over a decade. So it was very, as a matter of fact, you want to hear something funny?
Okay, I'm ready. I'm going to laugh.
Okay. I called my oldest son and say, hey, how do I do this?
You called your son to ask?
Yeah, I called him and asked him, okay, so now what am I supposed to do on this first date thing? How does this thing go?
Okay,
you know,
and what kind of tips are you giving?
He told me, he said, mine, just be yourself. Yeah, right, okay. I haven't met her lately, so what's your suggestion?
I'm writing this stuff down because I was giving out tips earlier for the gentleman, so I'm about to write your tips down. So you have be yourself.
Oh yeah, he said be myself. I had a girlfriend tell me, I had several people, to include my oldest son and two girlfriends. They all were very consistent, not knowing they were talking about the same thing. Was to just be myself. I'm funny. I'm intelligent. I'm down to earth. I have one girlfriend who said, but be careful because you tend to go what she calls white girl, which is very professional, very academic.
Okay.
And I don't know when I do that. So she said, just kind of make it conscious, you know, a conscious effort not to do that, because she said it can be a turnoff. So apparently I didn't do it because we're still talking months later. So
that's awesome. Now let's go to some more. Oh, go ahead.
I just wanted to be myself was pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm a major fan of that as well, as just being yourself. And in our industry of media, it's really difficult because they always tell you the best media host is to be yourself. But like you said, who is myself?
Exactly. Yes.
Where is he? Can he come to the stage?
No. Listen, can I get a plump?
Now you're dating in the 2012 era where things are a lot different. Now we have the text message. You've never dated with a text message kind of communication. How has that been for you?
Oh, it's been mad crazy. It's like, are you kidding me? I got to have a full-blown conversation? Are you kidding? Okay, take this out. You don't need to call me.
So tell us about this funny. I heard something about you texting and didn't know what you were saying.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, this is embarrassing, but it's funny, but okay, here we go.
I didn't get all the details. How does this go?
Okay. So I'm being myself, and I have learned being myself is this, like, really caring kind of person. I mean, I know that, but I don't know that kind of thing. And so my friend was at work, and so he had texted me, what was I doing? I said, you know, I was just, you know, relaxing, which I wasn't used to because I had just completed my master's program, so normally I don't have time to kill. And so I said, what are you doing? He said, you know, I'm hungry. And I thought, oh, hey, well, you know, what are you thinking about eating? Or what do you have to pay for? So we went on with that conversation. So I thought, So we're texting back and forth. And so I text him, okay, so what do you have a feel for, coffee, tea, or me?
Coffee,
yeah.
Tea, or what?
Me.
For,
as in the letter M and the letter E.
But all right. Go in and this, girl.
No. See, that's
yeah.
What I wasn't
sure. Girl, a little
job quickie and go to the job and have a quickie?
You see, that's not what I was talking about at all.
That's all I heard you say.
Oh, my gosh. And so when I shared that, because he came back with, ooh, you dangerous? And I still haven't caught on. You know, I said, I thought you knew. You know, that was all.
So he tells you you're dangerous, referring to the same thing I'm referring to, and then you say, I thought you knew.
Yeah.
Oh, this is great stuff. This is great.
So I thought, you know, what is the big deal? So I shared that you know, like man, I shared the conversation with a dear friend and my son, and they both said, are you serious? You don't have a clue what you said, do you? Well, I was just like, me as in company, come and hang out with you during the lunchtime, you know, whatever. Yeah, no, that's not how that went.
Right. You just told the man he could eat you for dinner.
Yeah, I kind of caught that later.
Right. And then told him you was dangerous.
Yeah, I put me on the menu and I was dangerous. Yeah.
Being dangerous, testing is weird, so you have to learn a new way to communicate. Let's keep going on this dangerous side. So now we have to be romantical. I'm all about Victoria's Secretions.
Oh, wow.
But you haven't done, I mean, I'm going to get deep, so you swim as far as you can go. But you had to be romantical with a male figure all over again.
Oh, my gosh.
Did you buy toys?
Huh?
Did you buy toys? They're really popular. Toys?
Oh, no. We have... no.
Whoa.
No, no. Hey, stop. I need a life raft or something.
Welcome to the Kicker Spot, you guys. We are currently kicking it here with Gloria, a young lady who's just recently jumped back into the dating game, and she's telling us how to make it happen. And the number one rule is to be yourself. Let's find out more about being romantic. Okay, so what happened?
Well, let's start back with the first kiss. Talking about going back to high school. Oh my gosh, I thought I was going to throw up. Because, yeah. Okay. Check it out.
Okay, picture it.
The opportunity had presented itself for us to kiss like several different times. But both of us, I'm unsure about doing it. I don't want to give the wrong impression. Is it too soon? And he was thinking, we've talked about it since then, and his thing was he doesn't want me to be uncomfortable and think, and he doesn't want me to think that's all he's about, you know, is hit and quit it kind of thing. And so it doesn't happen. So finally, when it does, when the opportunity presented itself again, I just kind of like, okay, here we go. Well, okay. Right,
and so he
gets closer and closer, and my breathing speeds up. You know how you said 0 to 60? Sound barrier. Yeah,
okay.
And you know there was fireworks, and the earth didn't shake, but it rumbled.
Kind of.
So,
wow.
That's what I said. Wow.
So the only thing was missing was the Al Green album, huh?
Al Green, Isley Brothers, and Luther. Yeah, you can't have it without Luther. You can't have romantical is not romantical without Luther.
That is hilarious. So now you've jumped back into the dating game after a decade and things are going well. So what's all the positives? What's some of the hard parts? What's been difficult? What's not so happy and firework-esque?
Kind of sort of being considerate of another person in your personal space that you're not used to. For example, I had some friends coming by, and he was going to be over, and I didn't tell him. And so the comment came up later, you know, I wish you had told me. I didn't know I had to. And I, you know, he said, you know what, you're right. And it didn't process until I looked at his expression like, oh, wait. Did I lose something wrong? Did I miss something? He said, no. Just would have been a nice heads up, you know. I said, oh, I should have sent out a memo. He said, no, don't send me no damn memo.
All right.
You know, and so he said, you know, just kind of a little heads up. And I didn't think about it. I never had to. I don't have to. I just my house. I do what I want to do at my house, not your house. I probably would have got permission. Do you mind if my friend, whatever. But anyway, so, you know, that's one of the, I guess, if you want to call it negative aspects of redating and things like that. You have to remember that there's now another person in your personal space, not just your space, the social space, but the personal space, which is being considerate, you know, being mindful of their feelings, you know, and we're still learning each other's facial expressions, body languages, you know, and things like that. So it's challenging because, listen, I ain't had a male species in my life in how long?
Now,
what did
14
you want,
years.
Yeah, so it's like, what did you want me to do? Okay, you want okay.
Interesting.
I'm going to have to go to I'm going to have to go to the store for those items because I don't have, yeah, no.
What are you buying this stuff for?
To cook dinner.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant something
else. No, not that kind of store.
No, I thought you meant strawberries and whipped cream. I still at the grocery store, but.
Oh, no, yeah, we've talked about the strawberries and whipped cream, preferably chocolate and strawberries. You know, the strawberries, the long stem, you dip them in the chocolate. Yeah, we've talked about that. We're not
okay,
at
well, it's 2012. Hot wax is in. But anyhow.
No. Slow your roll, that T. Slow your roll. I'm 51 now. I'm 41. The new, you know, however you put that.
41 is the new 51.
Okay, so I'm going to have to, you're going to have to tell me about that one.
We'll have to do a show on and have you tune in. But this is great. So now you've done the whole dating thing. And is there anything next? Do you have any expectations?
Of course you do. I expect to be treated like the queen that I am. You know, I'm royalty. But when you expect to be treated that way, you have to also expect to give that way. By that, I mean treat them that way. And for me, being, you know, at this stage in life, you have to show yourself worthy. You know, it's not that you have to prove anything to me, but, you know, if you want me to be open, then you have to be open as well. So it's definitely a two-way street. It's 50-50. And people say, well, you'll never find it. That's not true. If you set your mentality to say those things, then you're speaking it into existence. You're putting that energy out into the universe. No, I'm not going to say that. I expect 50-50 because what I'm willing to give you, I definitely am expecting you to give back to me. And we've discussed that. You know, you got to keep that line of communication wide open. If we can't discuss from the strangest of things to the most awesome, wonderful thing, we already have a problem.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. That, thank you.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
So the second, I guess, tip you could say is definitely you got to communicate. You got to communicate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Definitely. So now there are a handful, dozens and hundreds of women your age preparing to do what you're now doing. If you are now standing in front of a room of 20 women in the same age bracket, or not even age bracket, in the same predicament, haven't dated in a while, looking to get back into it, timid, scared, nervous, like you said, what do I say to them people? What do they want from me? You know, now that you're on the other side and riding high, what do you say to them?
Go for it. It's okay to be shy. It's okay to be scared. It's okay to be timid. It's okay to be all those things. But ultimately, if you don't move, it won't happen. You have to be willing. You have to be willing to take a chance. You know, the worst that can happen, it don't work. You guys may end up being friends, just platonic friends. That may be the best friend you'll have the rest of your life. But that doesn't mean that it can't go somewhere later. You're just kind of depends on what. You know, the two of you are. You may be ready for a relationship. He may not be. He may just want a friend and vice versa. You know, but at least, again, be open and be willing to take that chance. You got to put yourself out there, that's for sure.
Well, that's definitely very interesting, Gloria. Well, thank you so much for taking the time and chilling here at the Kicker Spot with me. We are definitely grateful that you came out and hung out.
Oh, I had a blast, as always. You know, nothing like hanging out with T. You are definitely in for a blast.
Well, thank you, ma'am. Until next time, you have a good one. You guys, remember to chill out here at the Kicker Spot and definitely go to tiango.com, order your copy of Dot Magazine. Chill out. We'll be right back after this.
Bye.
Hey, you guys, have you seen the Kicker Spot? I mean, I'm trying to find the Kicker Spot. I can't get in? What do you mean I can't get in? I'm Tiangelo. I'm the host.
The Kicker Spot. When you are looking for the latest, the freshest, and the biggest stories in Hollywood,
EOTM blog is a site to visit. But there's also a clip of me on the red carpet when I call one to let me the wrong name. Ooh, yeah. The kick is spot, kick it spot, kick it spot, kick it spot. The kick is spot, kick it spot, kick it spot, spot, spot. If you know who you are, my bad. It was my birth. Sorry. The kick is spot, 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 the kick is spot. What's going on? This is your boy, T'Angelo, and you are chilling at the Kick It Spot.
Yo, 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 what's going on, everybody? This has been a great and fun show tonight where we've learned a little bit more about online dating and getting back into the dating game. So, you definitely got to tune in tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, to check out our girl, Carla B, as we listen to online dating from the male perspective. And then also be sure to check out T'Angelo.com and pick up your your magazine, a dot magazine featuring your boy, T'Angelo, with the title being Moguling is Hard to Do. Moguling is Hard to Do. You guys, we have had a great time tonight, had a blast. We want y'all to have fun too, okay, yo? So definitely hit us up. Check us all out. EOTM Radio is definitely doing great things between all of our shows. You want to tune in, have fun. I think that's pretty much it for tonight. It'll be an early night, but this is what we're going to do. And it's good, you know. Before I go, I'll just tell you guys. I recently did have a first date about a week or so ago, and it was pretty interesting. We met at a restaurant that it was BJ's Brewery, a regular restaurant. But apparently the Lakers were playing, and since I don't follow sports that closely, I didn't know the restaurant turned into a full-fledged sports bar. And so it was kind of difficult to have dinner and get to know somebody when you got half the restaurant cheering on the Lakers, screaming out obscene gestures and all sorts of things. But it was funny, and it was hilarious. I'm cutting through the details. It was kind of awkward. I actually did find myself nervous at one point, and since I talk a lot, that made it worse. And I say off-the-wall things, it makes me look weird, and I finally said, you know what, I'm kind of nervous. And the question was asking me, well, why are you nervous? I said, I don't know why I'm nervous. I don't get to choose when to be nervous or not. It kind of happens by itself, and I have to acknowledge it. Well, you have no reason to be nervous, I was told. I said, thanks. That was the best advice I guess I was going to be given, and I didn't really know what else to say. But all in all, it was super cool, and it's funny because I had to follow Gloria's note, which was just to be myself, which is weird, over the top, random, one of Carla's words, quirky, and, you know, and you just do you. You know, it might work, it might not. In the end, the evening ended out great. It was great conversation. We had a great exchange. It was a lot of fun. You know, who knows? Date 2 or 3 might be underway. Online dating is not a bad thing. I've been doing it for years. And I'm actually, like Gloria also mentioned, you might find platonic friends out of that. And I do have a handful of great friends who we've met online, and we're just pals to this day, and it's always cool. You know, hang out, kick it, meet the fam, come over for holidays. It's whatever. You know, it's 2012, you guys. Get into it. So until next time, I'm not going to keep you guys any longer. I'm personally going to get out of here myself. Until next time, be sure to live life to the fullest and just live. I've asked about you and they told
be there for you.